Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I get to go home with her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next week will be 9 years that we stood here together. Hallelujah. 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 Ricardo and Marion, I hear the Lord saying that He's stirring up a fire afresh and new in you. For the breath of my Spirit is being released on your life once again. And the Lord said, I'm giving you the desires of your heart. And I'm going to begin to cause you to see that things are going to begin to be picked up now. It's almost like there's been just a heaviness and a weight upon your shoulders. But the Lord said, I'm picking it up now. And you're going to begin to see a liberty and a freedom like never before. And we probably should have sung that song, I Can Run Through the Troop and Leap Over the Wall, Hallelujah, because that's what I sense going on in your spirit, man, that God is just going, it's like He's just come in and flipped the switch and things are beginning to change just that quick. And it's just a foretaste of what He has in store for you. I see the Lord saying that I'm going to revisit some dreams, and not only some dreams, but some words spoken over your life. I'm going to revisit them. I'm going to breathe on them afresh and anew. And it's been like the enemy come in and try to put a damper on it. And it's almost like, right, God. Like that'll ever happen. But the Lord said, I'm going to revisit that. I'm going to wake it up, and I'm going to cause that fire to begin to be birthed in you again. And the Lord said, this time, the Lord says, it'll not be put out nor stifled. But this time, said God, you're going to begin to take new ground and new territory. For this time, said God, you've come into the fulfillment, the fullness of your timing. And the Lord said, this time, you're going to begin to see the fruit of your labor and the fruit of your dreams begin to be manifested. For this is the day, said God, that I've declared over your life. This is the season and the time that I've given you dreams and told you and given you thoughts about. This is the day, said God. It would not have worked yesterday, but this is the day, says the Lord, and you'll begin to see it take place, says the God. Hallelujah. 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 Now you'll get a little bit going on now, because, see, I'm not going to prophesy to you if you sit there and look like a frog on a stump, you know. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. I can't think of her name. I'm going blank. My sister back there, all the way in the back. Yep.
With the peach color on, whatever.
She's looking at
me. Yeah, you. That's you.
Pat, step out in the aisle, honey.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Pat, I just heard God say that He's going to begin to do a new work in your mind, and there's some old mindsets that He's going to begin to break off of you. For there's been a cycle that's tried to repeat itself over and over and over. And this day the Father says no more. That this is your season and this is your time and your moment, says God. And you have refused to be denied. And daughter, because you've refused to be denied, you're going to see my hand move upon you and in you and through you in a greater dimension and a degree that you've ever dreamed of or even thought of. For God says, daughter, you're mine and you're my beloved. I've not let you go. I've allowed you to make some choices and decisions, and I've allowed you to walk through them. But this is a time you're going to see my sovereignty and my grace in a measure that you've never known before. For God says, the days ahead of you are great days, and they're days of celebration. And that which you thought was afar off, God said, no, it's there within your very breath. So God says, begin to release my words once again in and through your mouth. Don't lose the vision, for hope deferred has made the heart sick in times past. But God says, I'm breathing upon you afresh and a brand new, and it'll not be the way the enemy has sought and set it to be. For God says, it will be exactly as I've shown you and as I've decreed it, says Lord.
Hallelujah. So let it be written, so let it be done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know if I ever prophesied to you guys or not. Should have. What's wrong with me? But as she was ministering, I just looked over here at you, and I heard the Lord saying a fresh wind of His Spirit coming. And the Lord said that He's going to blow in a refreshing and almost like it's a mind change, where He says, this idea, we're getting a little older now, and so that's just some of the things that happen to us in our life. And the Lord says, no, I'm going to cause that to be shifted and shift out of your thinking. The Lord said, I'm going to begin to cause you to see that I'm moving on your behalf. A new strength and a new determination comes into your life. The Lord said, I'm going to begin to move in areas where the body didn't want to work the way it's supposed to. The Lord said, I'm going to move in those areas, and you're going to see a new strength, a new healing, a new adjustment take place. And I just see God just almost like doing a whole Holy Ghost adjustment on you. It's just about, you know, it's just like even sometimes in the morning, it's like all you can do to get up out of the bed, and the Lord's just going to begin to adjust some things, and you're going to see a new strength take place. And don't buy into that lie because it's my age or it's my time or it's just, you know, just natural things that begins to take place. But the Lord says, I'm going to move you out of the natural into the realm of the supernatural, and new songs are going to begin to come forth out of your spirit, man. And the Lord said, I'm going to refresh some things, a new, refresh creativity out of your life. It's been like it's been a long dry spell. And the Lord said, I'm turning on the tap once again, and you're going to begin to see. The Lord says, even as I begin to do that, you're going to go beyond the norm of church music, but you're going to tap into the realm of the Spirit during your times of praise and worship and in your times of intimacy. God said, I've already begun to speak to you some things in your intimate times, and I've already begun to make myself known to you. The Lord said, begin to put it to music, begin to put it to pen. And you'll begin to see, said God, that I wasn't just talking to you for you, but I was talking to you through you so that you might begin to share and you might begin to release. And the Lord said, even as you do, signs and wonders will begin to take place, not because of you, but in spite of you, said God. And the Lord said, the quickening of my spirit is being released with new creativity into your life. Glory to God.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Come on now, if that was for you, you'd have been amening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just sense something. Who is it that feels like they got a call of God on their life? I mean, for ministry. Come on, where are you at? Mm-hmm. Don't hesitate. Come on, where is it at? Oh, you're missing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where is it at? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, just because I was looking over there doesn't mean it's all over here. Amen? Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because I just felt the Holy Ghost all in my feet, you know, feet shy with the preparation of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, even as I lay hands on you, are you troubled with headaches and migraines and stuff? Yeah. No more. No more. No more in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everybody say, no more.
No more.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just can't let it go. You know, mm-hmm. Somebody else here. Hallelujah. Are you afraid? I'm going to ask you to preach. Hallelujah. Is that you? Oh, come here. Come and see him. Never mind. I'll come to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody point your hand up there at her. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the call of God on her life. I thank you for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that as I lay my hands on her, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that deep calleth to deep. And that, Father God, things that are broken up in her spirit, man, Father God. And there's a release in her life. What's your name, sis?
Tamara.
Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that Tamara, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, begins to come forth in her life in new waves and new demonstrations, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that every word spoken to her, Lord God, that would hinder her, Father God, it would make her think that you wouldn't use her, couldn't use her, Father God, that's broken off of her life, Father God, and she comes forth, Father God, with power and demonstration of your Spirit, Lord God, that she'll never be the same again this night forward, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God.
For I hear this Father say, this is your moment. And even now, I release the breath and the wind of my spirit.
Hallelujah.
I hear the Father say, think it not strange as you come into this place at this moment in this time. Think it not strange. This wasn't your idea. It was my idea, says God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Don't be surprised at the open doors and the avenues that he gives to you, the people that he begins to surround you with. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. And Lord, I break off any mindset to try to have her settle for anything less than what you have commissioned and destined her to have and to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. She'll not be boxed in by man. She'll not be boxed in by religion. For, Father, you're thrusting her out for such a time as this.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, for such a time as this.
Thank you, Father.
Wow. For such a time as this.
Hallelujah.
Thank Hallelujah. You, Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
I see you in the streets. I see you ministering to the homeless. To the distraught, the forsaken. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow.
Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you, Lord. She got off light. Normally, I just ask people, and I say, what's your gift? And they say, well, I believe I got the gift of healings. I say, everybody wants prayer, could line up. Yeah, one woman said, I believe God's called me to sing. I
sing.
Amen. Amen. I can do this all night, but I'm not going to. Hallelujah. Who is it that's here tonight that you're desperate, you got to hear something from God? Who is it? That's you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, maybe somebody else too. That's fine. You're desperate. Now, you done heard from God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The thing about it is God says what he wants to say. Hallelujah. What's your name, sis?
Courtney.
I hear the Lord saying this is a new day and a new new way. The Lord said, I'm going to begin to cause you to run and not be weary. The Lord said, you're breaking through some obstacles and some hindrances that have been erected around about you. The Lord said, there's been a plan to stifle you and to stop you from pursuing the dream that I put within your spirit. But the Lord said, I'm removing the obstacles and I'm giving you the A-OK to go ahead with it. And the Lord said, you're going to begin to run like never before. The Lord said, I've spoken to you in dreams and visions. I put within your heart some things and you wanted to push them aside and think it's just too grand. Why would you use me? And the Lord says, why wouldn't I? The Lord says, you're my beloved. I placed my seal upon your life. The Lord says, I've chosen you. You didn't choose me. I chose you. He said, I chose you for this hour so that I might release my power. So the Lord said, get ready because I'm going to revolutionize some things. And the Lord said, that one little thing that wants to keep on pulling you back and pulling you back, pulling you back. That one thing, I say thing, but that one person that wants to keep pulling you back and pulling you back. The Lord said, I'm breaking that assignment off of your life. The Lord said, I'm going to go ahead and cause it to be released. And the Lord says, don't worry about it. Don't fret it. The Lord said, in time, they'll understand, and you'll begin to see, said God, as they see the proof of the pudding, they'll begin to see what I'm doing in your life. The Lord says, there's those that want to say you've got fanatical and you've gone off the deep end. And the Lord said, fine, go off the deep end. Meet me there, said God. And the Lord said, I'll show myself strong on your behalf. So the Lord says, it's a new day. Just release yourself and trust me. And the Lord said, I'll show you what to do. Hallelujah.
And listen, honey, I so heard God say that I do have a man of God for you, that the journey ahead is not going to be one that you'll walk alone, but there is team ministry. Amen. And so Father says, just go ahead and give yourself to that. Amen. And keep yourself open. Amen. For that, for you'll not walk alone, for the days of loneliness are over, the days of feeling abandonment, not fitting in. Who do I belong to? Who's going to love me? Who's going to embrace me? God says those days are long gone. For I've got one that's going to love you as my bride and as my queen, and he'll even call you his queen. For God says, you're my beloved, you're my delight, you're my apple of my eye. I cherish you more than anything. And God says, I have ordered everything, and I'm going to continue to order it in such a way that you will be amazed at what I do. Because, oh, how I love you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank Hallelujah. You, Father.
Hallelujah. And the thank you almost sat there and didn't jump up. What's your name, sis? Debbie, come up here so I can look at you. Hallelujah. These old contacts don't go that far. Hallelujah. Everybody like Debbie? Yeah.
Amen.
Should I say something good to her?
Yeah.
What should I say? It's always the same thing, whatever God tells you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Debbie, I hear the Lord saying that even as you walked forward, the Lord said, I began to do a work in your life. The Lord said, I'm breaking off depression where it's tried to work on you, try to hold you down. The Lord said, it's just been like every weight of the world just been upon you. And the Lord said, I'm breaking that assignment and I'm bringing you out of some things that wanted to hold you and be a bondage, you keep you in bondage. I just see addictions and things just breaking off your life. The Lord says, this is a new day. This is a day of liberty and a day of freedom. And even the abuses of the past, the Lord said, I'm going to bring in the healing. The Lord said, I'm just going to begin to touch you in areas, said God, that it will bring a healing in your life. But where it's almost been like you've been touching areas that shouldn't have been touched. But the Lord said, I'm going to touch you in areas where you're going to begin to see a healing and begin to see a peace come into your life. And the Lord says that the assignment of the enemy, it's been almost like over the last 6 months and longer that the enemy's been trying to take your life out, just trying to bring total destruction and havoc in your life. And the Lord said, that stops right here tonight. Mm-hmm. It's over tonight. Yes. The Lord says he's raising up a shield around about you. And the Lord said that as depression tries to come against you, the Lord says, I want you to begin to rehearse what I said tonight, that it's over tonight. You just begin to say, no, it's over tonight. And the Lord said, you'll see a new liberty and a freedom begin to take place in your life. And the Lord said, he's going to bring restoration into your life. There's been some things that you've lost and some things that have been taken away from you. And the Lord said that cherish things. I know they're precious. I know. And I know what they are, hon. Mm-hmm. I know what they are. And the Lord said he's going to bring them back into your life, but it's going to be a process. And in the process, the Lord said, don't fret because it seems like it's taking a long time. Because in the process, the Lord says, I'm bringing strength and health in your life. And I'm going to cause you to know that you know that you know that you can stand this time because you've tried so many times. The Lord says, you'll stand this time. You'll see my salvation and my strength being released, and you'll see restoration take place in your life. Amen. Amen. Now, Father, I just thank you, Lord God.
Jesus.
That every assignment of the enemy is broken off of her life.
Yes.
We call an end to it tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the anointing destroys every yoke in her life. And Father, I decree her free.
Mm-hmm.
I decree her free, Father. As your son, I say there's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
There's liberty for her, Father. From this night forth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's just good. Amen.
He is.
Well, amen. I don't want to. You got something?
Yeah. Okay. Barbara and Ronnie. Why don't you just stand up a moment? Amen. Hallelujah. I just see God just redirecting and reconstructing some things in this journey, in this walk of your life. And Barbara, as I was standing up there, I just see you holding both of your hands out, if you would, both of them. And the Father says to remind you, the healing, miracles, signs, and wonders are in your hands. To not let go of that and don't back off of it. You will lay hands on many, many people and you will see them recover, says God. For I've not changed my mind concerning it. Amen. And the two of you will minister in such a dimension and a degree and a level that you've only dreamt about. Amen. There is such a compassion that flows from the two of you, amen, that the body of Christ has lost. And I just see God almost using you like special agents, just ministering to the body of Christ, amen. Compassion and an ability to keep going on and to not give up and to not settle, amen. There's something unique that God is doing in and through both of you, amen. And listen to this with everything in within me, Brother Ronnie. God is going to begin to restore the family in such a way that you're going to stand and marvel. You are just going to stand and marvel at what Father's done. Amen. He's going to begin to mend their hearts back towards you. Amen. Where there has been a breach almost, where there has been just like a wedge, where the enemy has sought just to continuously keep a wedge, and you've dealt with it the best you've known how, and God says, I am restoring it in such a way that you're just going to be amazed at what the Father does. Amen. 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 So, Father, I just thank you for the two of them. I thank you for the ministry, Father God, the ability they have within them, Father, full of compassion, of fervorance, Father God, to be able to impart to the body of Christ. I thank you for the miracle signs and wonders, Lord God, that is going to be demonstrated in and through their lives, Father. I just thank you for an increase of dreams, even in the night seasons, as they lay down and sleep, Father, that you'll continue to build. It's almost like putting the pieces of a puzzle together. Father, I thank you for showing them the whole picture in this season of their life, and I just thank you, and I give you glory for it. I thank you, Father. This is their season of ease. This is their season of ease. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Glory.
Love you guys.
So let it be written.
So let it be so.
So let it be done. That's just, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, don't be like some others that got a word and didn't show up the next service. Hallelujah. Well, amen. And if you didn't get a word, tomorrow's another day. Amen. And Becky's eye will get you in the morning. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Everybody say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Lives in me.
Lives in me.
Flows through me.
Flows through me.
Because I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
Amen. Glory to God.
And your homework assignment tonight is go home and sing over yourself. Go home and sing over yourself. Come on now. Don't say, oh, that's childish. That sounds foolish. Go home and sing over yourself tonight.
And you may have to say again, pardon me, but I'm about to...
Is he hiding from me or just...